Good evening, and welcome to everyone who's joining us on the internet. We're not going to be reading from the course tonight, but I am going to ask everyone during this coming week to review the transcript of the last study group, which was held on November 12th. It will be posted on the gathering place. The subject we were discussing was the obstacles to peace. Let's be refreshed on what was discussed when we begin next week. Let's take a few moments to be quiet together. Good evening. Well, it's been 5 months since we were last together in this fashion. It's a long time. As the experience of time goes, and Paul and Susan and Chris and Judy are very grateful to be resuming tonight. And I am aware that there are many listening who are likewise relieved and grateful. Many who listen find the sound of my voice as it comes out of Paul's mouth expressive of the fact that you are loved. Each meeting conveys that meaning, and it is felt. But when 5 months go by, and there is no, quote, sound of the voice, unquote, it can become easy to forget that you are loved. And so I want to begin tonight by saying ever so clearly to everyone, you are loved. Let it register with you. Let it just sink in. You are loved. You are loved by me. You are loved with the Father's love. It's the only love I can extend to you. And it's the only love any of you can extend to each other. The Father's love. But it's difficult to extend it to others when you haven't felt it yourself. I'm reminding you again of how loved you are. And I remind you that you are loved with the Father's love unequivocally, because the Father sees you as he created you. And he created you perfect, in spite of any imperfect behavior you may have engaged in, and by means of which you have concluded that you are unworthy in some way, imperfect beyond redemption, and certainly not deserving of the Father's love. But I am telling you, you are loved. Right now, you are loved. Embraced, supported, and lifted up as far as you will let yourself be aware of. The moment you abandon your self-demeaning self-perceptions, you will begin to feel the Father's love infill you. And as it has been said, it will wipe away your tears. And it will fill your heart to bursting. Right now, you are loved. Now, since we were last together in this fashion, turmoil has swirled around your globe and in your individual lives. And you may have forgotten, in the face of it all, that you are loved. Not because the love has been withdrawn, but because you have become preoccupied with that which seems to be unloving, with that that actually is unloving. You must stop giving your undivided attention to the turmoil, to the negativity. Interrupt it with moments where you're willing to remember, even if it's just a string of words, that you are loved. Because if you start with the string of words, and you let that string of words be the interruption to the turmoil, you open the door to the infilling of the experience of the Father's love, which will transform you, which will cause you to feel hope, which will cause you to look with new eyes, curious to see the evidence of the Father's love as transformation in your life. Now, how can I say this? You deserve the benefit of your persistence in being willing to remember that you are loved. It doesn't matter whether the blessing seems slow in coming or not. It doesn't mean that it's being given slowly. It means that you are relinquishing your resistance to it slowly. But that is irrelevant. It's always irrelevant in the face of your persistence to interrupt the negative message with the declaration, I am loved unequivocally, unconditionally by my Father, because I am His son, I am His daughter, and I never became what I imagined myself to be. I am willing to reclaim my divine sonship or daughtership. I am willing to stop denying it. And the way I'm going to stop denying it is to conscientiously and consistently with commitment declare the truth about myself. I am loved. It may be hard to hear when you use the word I and make the statement yourself, but I know it isn't hard for you to hear me say, you are loved. You are truly loved with the infinite, blessed love of the Father. Now, the fact that you are loved like this means in actuality that there is nothing about the way you currently perceive yourself that can't be replaced in an instant by the truth about you, that you are loved because you are the unaltered, unchangeable, unchanged offspring of God. You do not need to work out of some horrible state that you're in to reach your salvation. There is no process you have to engage in. Any process you imagined will dissolve in the awareness, the experience of the fact that you are loved. You are loved. No, I'm not trying to hypnotize you with some spiritual truth. I am rehearsing over and over the real truth about you. And you know what? I am the presence of love. And so when I say, you are loved, I say it with love. It is imbued with the power of God, the love that God is. And you know what? whether you seem to be able to hear me say that at any given moment through the day, it remains the truth. It remains the powerful, transforming truth. It remains the trigger of your redemption, we'll say, which is simply, I'm going to say, the washing of your mind, so that you can see what always has been with clarity, not seen through a glass darkly. Your redemption isn't a transformation from something awful to something sublimely divine. Your redemption is the clearing of your sight, the cleansing of your eyes, so that you're seeing truly what always was present and didn't require some severe, complex process of redemption. Every single one of you is free at this very instant to wake up, because there is nothing actual holding you back, keeping you asleep. And the reason is because you are loved. Now, as you let this dawn on you, as you let this soak in, as you let it embrace you, you will become obviously aware that there's some change in your behavior that is needed. We'll say bad behavior, which was the result of your poor perception of yourself and your confidence that you were unworthy of the Father's love, and therefore, at that moment or this moment, you are not loved. Behavior and attitudes that have arisen out of that mindset will have to be abandoned. You will have to change, it would seem. Let go of a bad habit. Behave differently, consistently, with the truth that you are loved. Be careful, because very often, when you feel God's love, you immediately use it as the opportunity to not receive it. You let the love that is extended to you, that you are embraced by, remind you, we'll say, that you're a sinner, that you really have been bad, that you really are not good, that you really are not lovable. And you will say, you will argue with the Father. You will argue with the Father. I don't deserve this love. Oh, you don't love me. I'm unlovable. And you argue. When that happens, shut up and feel. Don't feel what you believe, feel the infilling of the Father's love that has touched you and melted you, warmed you, softened you, and stay with that, because that will cause the spontaneous release of all the arguments to the contrary that you might try to use at this moment of redemption. Again, you are loved. No matter what you say, no matter what you think, to the contrary, you are loved. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Father has bestowed upon you as his offspring all that he is. He has withheld nothing of what he is from you. You are truly blessed. That's the God's honest truth right now. Oh, if I was really lovable, if I was really as good as you're saying, I wouldn't be having these problems. Bullshit. That is an argument that you must stop using. You must stop denying your birthright. You simply have come to believe that you're unlovable. By the use of certain thoughts and ideas, which the Father never gave you. Stop that. When you aren't looking at things through the Father's love that the Father bestows upon you, creation appears to be a miserable human condition, not holy in any way. But it doesn't make it so. A distorted perception of something doesn't change the something that a distortion has been applied to mentally. And so your perception of what it truly is can be restored instantly when you stop arguing against seeing what it truly is. You know what the key is to the lock that releases you? It's not a matter of finding new arguments or new lines of reasoning that will help you change your opinion, your mind about it. It's something entirely different from that, having nothing to do with what you can manipulate through the use of your mind and logic. It's the fact that you are loved unequivocally and unconditionally, right now, with the Father's love, the holies, the holiest of love. Stop arguing against that, and you will begin to see the fullness of what the Father has given you, registering in your vision, registering in your life. and the kingdom of heaven will replace the human condition that you thought it all was. No, you don't have too hard a heart. Your heart is not so hardened that it cannot melt in the presence of the Father's love, if you're willing to be curious to experience it. There is nothing the Father's love cannot touch and melt and cause to yield to the fulfillment of the love that embraces it. Now, you are loved, whether you believe it or not. You are loved, whether it seems possible or not. You are loved, whether you're dying or not. And the fact that you're loved, if you accept it unequivocally, will be the end of your dying, or the end of whatever it is you use to cause yourself to believe that you're unworthy. That you're too far gone. Are you in prison? Are you in jail? You are loved. With a transformational love that can and will unlock the doors to yourselves. The Father's transformational love reaches all the way to the most unreachable parts of you. The place is most hidden, in which the awfulness of you is harbored and used against you. That's the nature of the Father's love. Now, part two. Your brother and your sister are the offspring of God as well. And they are loved with the same transformational, redemptive love that you are. Be very careful not to hold them in a different assessment than you hold yourself when you hear me say, you are love. I love you very much. I always say that at the end of one of our gatherings, any of our gatherings. I love you very much. Tonight has been very single-pointed. Simple. Profound. And I am glad to be where I can say it to you, and you can hear it. And I look forward to being with you next time.